Hey, honey. We're live.
You're going live.
I'm going live. What is going on, my friends, my relatives, my brothers and sisters? It has been a while since I've done a broadcast. I owe you all a little bit of an apology for not being a very good host. But I have been busy doing things. Let me check. Where is the chat?
I see it.
YouTube. Can you see the YouTube chat? Oh, there it is. Yeah. I got to make this bigger. Alrighty. Well, let's see. There's everybody. Everyone is chatting it the heck up. All right. Let me give y'all some quick. Look. It's been slow news for the last week. It really has. There hasn't been a lot of news that's been going on that I felt like I needed to weigh in on. It's the usual nonsense. And if you've listened to my broadcast, I'm going to try to adjust this angle here on this camera. There we go. Cutting off the top of my shiny bald head. If you've been listening to my broadcast for a while, hopefully you're old enough and mature enough to know that fake news is going to be fake news, and they're going to attack the president and the back and forth with the government shutdown and all the nonsense. Nothing to get upset about. Trump knows what he's doing. Over the last week when I've had time, I've been trying to be on Twitter to post some news stories, but I haven't been on Twitter much. I haven't been on Facebook. I haven't been paying attention to my emails. I've been ignoring all that because I'm working on the first volume in what is going to be a multi-volume series of Q books. Denise and I sat down and we went over the manuscript that I have so far. I spent the last week working on the manuscript. And it's close to 60,000 words now, which is a pretty good start on volume one, with formatting and everything that has to go into this book. It's going to have to be a multi-volume series. There's no other way to do it. I feel like I have to cover this subject pretty extensively. I have to do the best job that I can as a writer to present the information about Q and current events and the history of the world and how evil people came to control most everything for the normies, for people who don't understand what that's all about. So I've decided that it's worth my time to take this pretty seriously. The series of books is probably going to be somewhere 3 or 4 volumes. There's really no way to do it less than, and that's just what Q has posted so far. So I worked all week on the manuscript, pretty much every day for 7 days. I'd get up in the morning, write until I couldn't write anymore at night. Go to sleep, get up the next day and write. Go to sleep, get up the next day and write and write and write. That's all I've been doing for the last week, mostly. And it may sound tedious, but I love doing it. I love writing more than doing just about anything else. I really am in my comfort zone when I'm writing. Unlike a lot of people who have ghostwriters write their books for them, I would never have a ghostwriter write a book for me. I so much enjoy the process of writing, the creative aspect of it. And I know this is not going to be well received by my video audience, but I love writing much more than doing video broadcasting. I do. But the thing is, I'm not an introvert. I like to get in my little cave and write for a few days or weeks sometimes. But I have to stay in touch with my people, my clan, my tribe. And so being on social media, doing news broadcasts, news updates, Q broadcasts, keeps me in touch with you folks. And I love all of you and I care about you, but there are times when I have to just squirrel myself away and I have to write and I have to ignore everything else that's going on in the world. I know people sometimes get concerned when I don't do a video for a week or so, but you just have to realize I'm a writer and I have to take breaks. I have to take time away and just write. My son had a very interesting dream about, 7 or 8 years ago before I ever published my first book. I had written a lot of articles and I'd written a lot of things on Facebook, written a lot of testimonies of people that got healed, but I wasn't getting anywhere close to writing a book. And my son also is an aspiring writer. So he had this dream. I mean, and I was on Facebook all the time. I spent from 2008, 2009 to 2012, I spent 50 or 60 hours a week on Facebook. And it wasn't just playing games and messing around. I didn't play games. Posting articles, notes, prayer requests, mentoring, teaching, praying for people, doing emotional healing, doing physical healing, interacting with groups of people on the supernatural on Facebook. That was my ministry. That's where my ministry started. It started on Facebook. Did that for years, but I wasn't getting any closer to writing a book. So my son has this dream, comes to me one day and goes, "Hey Dad, I had a dream about you last night." I said, "Really? Tell me about it." He goes, "Yeah, so you called me into your bedroom and you showed me this book. It was like this thick. It was at least 1,000 pages thick. And I said, Dad, when did you have time to write that book?" And you looked at me and said, I got off Facebook. So my son's dream, where I wrote my first book, which was like that thick, came in the dream when I got off Facebook. And I knew I had to get off Facebook. That was a message from God. Like, I'm never going to write my first book if I don't shut down social media and just go write. So I did. I shut down my Facebook account for 7 months. And I wasn't doing YouTube videos. I wasn't on Twitter much. I would just bury myself and got that first book manuscript written. That's all I did. I mean, I was working at the time. So I was working as a medic, but all my free time, I just wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote and edited and wrote. And I came up with my first book, but I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't got off social media. And I published, I think 12 books now. And when I'm in publishing mode and I have to write a book, I have to take a break from social media. So I apologize. It's a long story. I apologize to everybody for not being available, but I do appreciate everyone continuing to share the videos, sharing the broadcast, sharing your messages of concern about where am I, what happened, am I still alive, did the deep state get me? No, the deep state hasn't gotten me. A little bit of business I want to talk about real quick. Most of you have probably seen the articles that have come out about YouTube and how YouTube is now taking more steps towards censorship of conspiracy videos, right? So they're going to be changing the algorithms. They've already done it. They've already changed the algorithms on what they call conspiracy videos. So if you go to YouTube, put in the search window 9-11, like 9/11 disaster, the bombings, and look at the search, all of the top 10 or 12 videos, ABC, CBS, PBS, National Geographic, all mainstream media videos, you have to go way down in the search to find anything that's not from mainstream media. Same thing with Q. If you go into YouTube, put in QAnon in the search, hit the search thing, the first 6 or 7 videos that show up are all mainstream media hit jobs on Q. Almost all of them are more than 5 months old and they have less than 100,000 views. So YouTube is already telling us that they do not want these conspiracy videos on their platform. They're going to mess up the algorithms. They're going to make it hard for people to find them. They're not going to get referrals. And they've demonetized most of us who are doing Q videos. They've been demonetized. Someone has a question?
Everybody says it's really buffering bad and they can't hear you on and off. Only a few people say that it's okay.
Okay. I don't know what to do on that. It's going good on Periscope, and we've got 1,000 people on the scope, so.
Okay, they can watch.
I apologize on YouTube if it's buffering really bad. I think I've got a good connection, but I'm not sure what the deal is. I'm also broadcasting on Periscope. It seems to be okay there. So I'm just going to keep going. So I have been making plans for the eventuality of getting banned from YouTube. Q told us they're going to ban us from YouTube. And that's just an eventuality. And now we're starting to see that they're actually taking steps. They said they're going to take strikes and take action against accounts that haven't violated their terms of service simply because they're posting content that they consider to be conspiracy related. And of course, who decides what's a conspiracy? Well, they do. So I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to do this on YouTube. So because of that, Denise and I have been making plans. I'm currently looking at a way to, I've paid more money for hosting, for web hosting. I have a dedicated server. I'm looking at hosting my own videos on my own dedicated server and doing streaming my own videos to my website and possibly to a mobile app where I have control over the entire process, where no one can censor me, no one can shut me down. I think that's the model that a lot of us are going to have to go toward, is because they are just determined that they're going to censor us. And I'm determined that I'm not going to be silenced. I think we're going to come to a point where a lot of us are going to have to do our own self-hosted videos and find a way to stream those videos to websites and mobile apps. So when I haven't been writing over the last week, I've been working on video hosting and what server hosting and communicating with people to figure out what's the best approach for that. So those of you on my YouTube channel, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to stay on YouTube as long as I can. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I follow the rules as much as I can so I don't get banned, so I don't get strikes. But if they are determined to take down my YouTube channel, then eventually I'm going to be off YouTube. And I will continue doing Q Decodes, and I do plan in the future to do regular news broadcasts. I took a little break this week because I had to get some writing done. And keeping track of the news and doing my writing is just, it's a distraction. I need to focus. When I'm writing, I need to just focus on writing. So I do plan in the future to provide regular, maybe 3 or 4 night a week news broadcasts, news, current events, politics, commentary. But at some point, that may not be available on YouTube. So I have the ability to do it on Vimeo, and I could do it live streaming on Vimeo. That's a possibility. It's a backup plan. I have other backup plans, but ultimately what I'm looking at doing is building my own live streaming, my own on-demand video hosting on my website and potentially on a mobile app. So YouTube people, if you follow me on YouTube and you want to continue getting my videos, my queue updates, and everything else, I would strongly recommend going to my website and clicking on any of my blog posts or any of my queue videos, any of my posts on my page, and leave a comment on any of them. And all you have to do in the comment section is there's an option, I want to receive email notifications of future posts. So, and you're not signing up for a mailing list. You don't have to sign up for a mailing list. What you might want to do is sign up for email notifications when I do a new post on my website. Okay, so whenever I do a queue update, whenever I do a news broadcast, I will put that on my website. And if I don't do it, one day my YouTube channel gets shut down and you guys don't know where I am, you can go to my website. You'll get an email notification. Hey, Praying Medic put up a new cube decode on his website. You can go to my website and you'll find the video, whether it's a Vimeo or it's hosted on BitChute or it's hosted on my own self-hosted website, my own self-hosted video thing. If you sign up for email notifications for my posts, in any, just leave a comment on any post on my website, you'll get an email notification when I get when new posts come out. That way you will not lose track of me. All right. Like I said, you don't have to sign up for my email list. Just sign up for notifications of a new post by leaving a comment on my website and check the box. It says, I want to receive an email notification when there's a new post. That way, when the notifications come out by email, you can ignore them as long as I'm on YouTube. And then if I'm not on YouTube anymore, you'll still get the email notifications and then you'll know where to find me. All right, so I think that covers the business so far. And that was 16 minutes. All right, busy news day. A lot of news going down today. That's why I wanted to jump on here and get you up to speed on what has been happening. So Trump did not cave on the wall. I know people have been losing their minds and people are jumping off the Trump train again and everyone's freaking out. Oh, Trump caved. He ended the government shutdown and we didn't get the wall and he started. Trump put himself in a position where, number one, he is going to get the wall no matter what happens. All right. So, honey, what is it? December 21st? Is that the end of the 3 weeks?
At Sarah? February 21st?
February 21st. What did I say?
You're going back.
I say December 21st?
February 21st. I
think. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. Sorry. All right, so at the end of the 3 weeks where the government is open, if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer do not negotiate in good faith, if they do not give Trump the funding for the wall, they are going to be proven as liars, as people who negotiated in bad faith. They're going to look even worse to their constituents, to their base, because a lot of their base is saying, you know what, this whole DACA thing, this thing, we should maybe consider this. We don't want the government shut down and you should negotiate. And the longer this goes on, the more Chuck and Nancy are losing their base. Now, some people would say Trump is losing his base. Trump is losing his fake base. The fake MAGA people who never really were all in for Trump, they were all in for themselves and they wanted to build their platform around Trump. Those people have once again been exposed for what their real agenda is, and it's not MAGA. Okay, they just got exposed. And hopefully you have nothing more to do with those knuckleheads. But the people who are hardcore MAGA Trump supporters, they are more behind Trump than they ever were. Chuck and Nancy are losing their base of support. Now, what is going to happen in 3 weeks or 2 weeks, whatever the time is, when Chuck and Nancy tell Trump, we're not going to fund the wall? President declares a national emergency at the border. Army Corps of Engineers has already been working on the wall. There's already a bunch of it built. Trump just pulls the ripcord and goes, okay, Corps of Engineers, build a wall. They've got the money. They've got the personnel, they've got the resources, they have the know-how. Trump has been planning for almost a year to build the wall using the military. All right, Q told us about that last March. We figured it out in the Q decodes, Red Castle, Green Castle. Oh, Corps of Engineers. Oh, wait a minute. So Trump's gonna build a wall with the military. We knew that almost a year ago. All right, that's been the plan. What this whole thing with the government shutdown is really a trap so that Trump can expose the corruption, hypocrisy, and deception of Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, and his enemies. That's what this whole thing is about. He wants to expose their corruption and their dishonesty. And he's going to do it. If they cave and give him the wall funding, they lose support from their base. If they don't cave, Trump's going to get the wall anyway. They're going to get nothing, right? So this is this whole thing is a situation where Trump cannot lose. I mean, he lost people like Ann Coulter and Jack Posobiec and Mike Cernovich again for the fifth or sixth time in the last year. But he didn't lose anything because those people, they were never really Trump supporters to begin with. They're all about building their own platforms. So we don't really need those people on the platform. We need people who trust Trump, trust the planet. So nothing to worry about. Trump is a brilliant guy. He's a strategist, a tactician. He evaluates the playing field. He moves his pieces into Sun Tzu. Appear weak when you are strong. Appear strong when you are weak, right? So most of the people who thought that this was Trump's weakest move, it was his move of strength. People continually misunderstand what Trump is doing. All right. Let's see. We've got so much to cover. Where do I start? I found this story on Financial Times. Japanese chip maker has been hit hard with sanctions by Trump's Commerce Department. This Japanese chip maker, Fujian Jinwa, I think is how you say it. My Japanese isn't very good. Has been charged by the DOJ with intellectual property theft. I'm sorry, did I say Japanese? Chinese company. Like I said, I've been awake since 4 o'clock this morning and didn't have a nap. So the Chinese chip maker has been stealing property from, this was actually, they were stealing intellectual property from Micron, an American chip maker. Well, the Commerce Department has stopped allowing exports of raw materials to China that they need to make their chips because the DOJ charged them with intellectual property theft. Well, that company, that Chinese company, is going to be shut down in March because they won't be able to get the raw materials that they need. They're going out of business. They're shutting down. And a lot of people don't understand that China, as a communist country, never got around to building the mining infrastructure that a nation like Australia or the United States has. Australia is, their economy is heavily dependent on mining. US, for the first last, 100 years or so, has been heavily dependent on mining and those types of trades. China never really built much of a mining infrastructure. So they have to import most of their raw materials. And it's their Achilles heel. When we want to hit China where it hurts, all we need to do is cut off their raw materials and they're hosed. They don't have access. They can't build a mining infrastructure in a year or two. It took the United States a long time to build our mining infrastructure. And we have the ability to control the board as far as things like that go. So Trump tweeted this out today. Tariffs on the dumping of steel in the U.S. have totally revived our steel industry. New and expanded plants are happening all over the U.S. And we've not only saved this important industry, but created many jobs, also billions of dollars paid into our treasury, a big win to the U.S. All right. Let's see. All right. There was a press conference today. Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, Chris Wray, that they are doing everything possible to make sure this does not affect gas prices, oil prices. Mnuchin said he believes that the Middle East oil production will more than make up for any drop in oil production coming from Venezuela. They're working with Venezuelan people that are shipping oil to and from. So that's kind of a big story right now. And they're going to be watching that, how the sanctions go. And interestingly enough, Maduro, as a result of the sanctions, Maduro is now reaching out, trying to set up a meeting with Trump. And Trump wants him out of power. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens in Venezuela over the next next week or two. That was the first press conference that Sarah Huckabee Sanders has held there in the White House for, I think, over a month. And the Jim Acosta and people have been just whining like crazy about it. But they finally got their press conference today. All right, we covered DOJ. Nancy Pelosi has invited the president to the State of the Union address on February 5th. President Trump sent a letter to her accepting, so we are going to have a State of the Union address on February 5th. That is a go. Interesting story. Judge Ellis, T.S. Ellis, who's I believe is the same judge who is overseeing General Flynn's sentencing. That judge has postponed Paul Manafort's sentencing. Suddenly, out of the blue, announced that Manafort's sentencing is going to be postponed for reasons that the judge would not specify. So, what we have learned, if you look at the sentencing memos coming out of Robert Mueller's office, the sentencing memos generally recommend deferred or delayed sentencing if a subject of investigation is continuing to provide information in ongoing investigations, right? We know that in December, when General Flynn had his sentencing hearing, Mueller, his sentencing memo to the judge recommended an extension of the sentencing because General Flynn is still providing testimony to the DOJ on ongoing investigations. So I'm wondering if Manafort is not also testifying regarding ongoing investigations, and that may be why his sentencing has been delayed. I don't know for sure. That's my speculation. We've seen that in the past with other people that have been involved in Mueller's investigation. Usually if there's a delay in sentencing, it's because they're still cooperating and they're still testifying. And it would be very interesting to know if Manafort is testifying and what he might be testifying about. Don't know. Let's see. Also, out of that press conference today with Matt Whitaker and Chris Wray, Whitaker said, now Whitaker is actually, it has oversight over the Mueller investigation. He said that he believes the Mueller probe is close to being completed, and they're hoping to have a final report from Mueller mid-February. So a couple more weeks. Now, I heard this a year ago when they were saying, oh, it looks like the Mueller investigation is going to wrap up. We didn't hear that from Jeff Sessions or Rod Rosenstein. We heard that from other sources. This is actually Whitaker saying that his understanding is that Mueller's investigation is wrapping up. So don't take it to the bank. I'm just reporting what Whitaker said. Let's see, we got that. Oh, and so we have this situation with the U.S. Commerce Department and the U.S. Treasury Department and other agencies of the government and the DOJ taking action against Chinese companies for intellectual property theft, forced technology transfer. It's creating a lot of tension between the United States and China. Okay, we now have a delegation of Chinese diplomats coming to the White House on January 30th, which would be in 2 days, so that would be Wednesday, to discuss trade relationships. Now, they had this cooling off period where President Xi and Trump decided to cool off the trade war, no more tariffs, until we can come together and meet and talk about trade. Those meetings are going to start on Wednesday. 30th and 31st, they're sending a delegation of diplomats to the U.S. to talk trade. I don't think they're going to be talking with Trump specifically. It's a low-level meeting. If they work things out, it's going to Lighthizer, Mnuchin, Wilbur Ross, Larry Kudlow, they will be the people representing, and Peter Navarro, they'll be representing Trump's team. They've been the ones doing all the trade negotiations. They will be dealing with the Chinese negotiators. So that is going to be kicking off Wednesday and Thursday. it'll be very interesting to see what comes of that. There was a shooting today. Five police officers shot in Houston by two suspects who were armed. They were serving a warrant, apparently, when someone opened fire on them. One of the suspects has been shot and killed, is on scene. Second suspect, I believe, is at large. Please keep the police officers and their families in prayer. And you'll be hearing more about that as news develops on it. Let's see, what else can I tell you in news? this is an interesting one. I just saw this tweet before I went live. So this is from Richard Burr. He's the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He's kind of a swamp dweller. We don't like him very much, but they're having an interesting hearing tomorrow in the Senate Intelligence. They're going to be live streaming it on intelligence.senate.gov/hearings/open. You know what I'll do on YouTube? I'll put a link to this in the description box so you guys can catch it. You can also go to Richard Burr, Senator Burr on Twitter. He's got it on a tweet. In this hearing tomorrow, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, FBI Director Chris Wray, and CIA Director Gina Haspel are going to be talking about worldwide threats concerning the Intelligence Committee. That may be a very interesting hearing to listen in on. I don't know who else is going to be testifying, but those three people will either be speaking or testifying or giving information in that hearing. I will be definitely tuning into that to see what goes on. I'd like to hear their thoughts on, you know, what the worldwide threats are right now as far as intelligence goes. So that is something to, and if there's anything really interesting, I'll do an update tomorrow night on video. I'll do a broadcast. All right. This is the last item. Sarah Carter tweeted this out. This is a tweet that she put out. It's about Huber investigation. No one, and this is a quote from someone else, no one in Congress has any indication that Huber has talked to anyone, requested documents, or done anything else. Crickets at the DOJ. Probe into FBI's handling of Trump remains a mystery. Right? She's got a little article on that. So Sarah Carter today is quoting people who say that they can't confirm, they don't know that anything is happening with the Huber investigation, right? Which is interesting because on December 19th, a month ago, on that famous Hannity show, Hannity said, oh, hey, I got good sources. I hear a lot of things are going on. Sarah says, a lot of sealed indictments. John Solomon says, yep, it's all coming down. People are going to be prosecuted, right? They were all like popping the corks and it's going to happen, right? And then about a month later, Sarah Carter is playing the card, oh, we don't know if anything's happening. Maybe it's all just a diversion. Maybe it's just whatever. All right. Look, we have watched these people play this game back and forth. Outrage and anger because nothing is happening. There is no investigation. Sessions isn't doing anything. Mueller needs to be fired. Then we need a second special counsel. They've been playing this drama over the last year and a half. And then they get you to the point where, well, we heard that there's lots of sealed indictments and there's going to be arrests and we have all this testimony coming out. It's going to convict all these corrupt people. And then they play you along like nothing's happening again. Look, I'm convinced, I think, this is theater. I think this is theater. I think they're playing a game. I suspect they all know exactly how this is going to play out. I think they've been given a script. I think that they have been told what to say and what not to say. I think they know dang well how this is going to work out. And they are playing a role. They're saying their lines and they're following the script because this is a movie. I do not believe that they are ignorant and they don't know what's actually happening. Now, I wouldn't call them dishonest and I wouldn't call them disloyal. I would say I think they're doing the job that they've been told to do for the purposes that they have been given. And it's a little bit beyond our understanding, beyond our comprehension. We don't necessarily know why they've been told to roll the story out this way, but it's obviously part of the plan. The plan that Trump and the generals, military intelligence, they worked all this stuff out. They scripted this stuff out. They figured out when it's going to happen, how it's going to roll out, when it's all going to take place. And I think John Solomon, Sarah Carter, and Hannity are, I think they're very important players. Look, Q asked a long time ago, why do Sarah Carter and John Solomon get all the good stories? Why are they under protection? Because they're important actors in this play that has to be rolled out a certain way. And I believe that, I'm right now at this point, I believe they know where this is going, but they can't tell. They are playing the cards the way they have to play them. So I would just recommend, if you watch Sarah and you watch Hannity and you watch John Solomon, and you should, don't go on the emotional roller coaster ride and think one day everything's great and the next day everything's terrible. And, oh, it's going to be arrest tomorrow and next week, oh, Huber is not doing anything. Don't fall for that, because trust me, I've been observing this pretty closely for the last year and a half. To me, it just looks like a lot like theater. I think that they are marching this out the way they've been told to march it out, unrolling it the way they've been told to unroll it. And at the end of the day, all the corrupt people, they're going to be arrested. They're going to be put on trial. It's only a matter of time. They have to clean out the DOJ. They have to clean out the FBI. They've done a lot of that. We have to get some more judges appointed. We have to clean out this corrupt court system before the prosecution can begin. The system that does the prosecution has to be cleaned and prepped and set to go. All right. So don't get yanked like a yo-yo. Just keep going on. Look at what we've already seen in the past. Things that we've seen in the past predict the future. Future proves past. I don't know why Q has not posted in, what is it now, 15 days? Look, Q takes breaks. Q sometimes doesn't post for 20 days. There's a reason. There's a reason why Q hasn't been posting. Don't sweat it. Everything's fine. Q is going to post when Q needs to post. Q will talk about what Q needs to talk about. Q could post tonight. After I get done off this broadcast, Q could start dropping again. Look, we've all been following this for a long time. We know that Q takes breaks. They're strategic. Follow the president's Twitter feed. I look at what Trump is tweeting. Trump is our leader, right? I mean, Jesus is my leader, my number one leader. And then there's Trump for now. So I keep a close eye on what God is saying, and I keep a close eye on what Trump is saying. And when Q is posting, I look at what Q is posting, but I also look back a lot at what Q has already given us. And it's all good. Nothing to worry about. Patriots are in control. Wall will be built. President Trump is going to be reelected. I hope Kamala Harris gets the Democrat nomination, and then Trump can pull all the skeletons out of her closet. That'd be fun. I would love to see that. All right. That is all I have for you tonight. I'm going to let you go. I got to wrap this up and get this video posted on the website. Thank you for your support, your financial support. Thank you for your prayers. Denise, thanks you for everything. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep us in prayer. Keep the police officers in Houston in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.